If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it. Where do we begin? We have so much to discuss with the one and only Miss Sarah Fraser.
David Yontif. Oh my God. I mean, I love it. I love weeks like this past week because we literally have just had story after story after story. I've been deep diving in everything. I mean, I've spent so much time Googling things from the past. Oh my God. Googling if, okay. You're directing, but I'll just
you
say
and I disagreed the last time we talked about Lisa Rinna leaving. That was our big disagreement. I can't listen, Kim. I can't sleep. I can't get it out of my mind. I really think this is for time.
You're obsessed. You texted me many times. You're like, this is it. I know it. I feel it. Rinna's fire. Rinna. You've texted me like all week long. I'm like, there's no way. I mean, look, my bet is she stays 100%. 100. And by the way,
she feels like unhealthy to me. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like this job is, I mean, God, doesn't this get to you? All this drama and being accused of bots. And now she's saying producers did this. Like, it's just like, mind is playing tricks on you, girl. And she lost her mother. All of this is bad. I get it. But like, just, I mean, people joke about it, but maybe you do need a pause.
I feel like any normal human being would, but this is Hollywood. And I think Rinna knows you are only as hot as your last gig. And I know you said on the previous episode, oh, this is good for Rinna. She can focus on Rinna Beauty. Rinna Beauty is driven by dem lips out there on TV. You know, the glam, the Gucci, the Harry Hamlin. Rinna is a Hollywood actress and Hollywood true and true and true. They do not want to be off fucking TV. And by the way, I think Kyle Richards is like that. I think Dory, I think they're all like that. I mean, all of them are like that. The people that aren't are the people like Carol Ratt as well, who was a legit journalist and, you know, thinks of herself as that, which she is. I adore Carol. And you did the greatest interview with her ever. But Carol, like, truly had a life outside of this. Bethany, why do we think Bethany is going on TikTok taking swipes after the Kardashians? Bethany is a genius. She knows no one gives a fuck if you're talking about two-faced makeup that no one knows who's behind that. Bethany keeps herself relevant without the show. But believe me, Bethany keeps herself relevant. Rinna does not want to exit that. I mean, it would...
Honey, I never said she wanted this. I never said she's going to come and say, this has been a hard season. Please let me go. I just think it might. And mind you, just like Brandy Glanville in the clubhouse, Vicky, Rinna will be in the face. She'll be A-list with Andy. The door will be open for her. She'll come back to watch what happens. I just think, I don't know right now. And listen, I might be wrong. I am not convinced. I'm not convinced. Whereas I was saying Noella Bergener and Dr. Jen are fired from the second day. And everyone told me I was smoking crack, that Noella would never be fired. There's no show without Noella. I'm like, she's trying too hard, not connecting with the audience. She's gone. And she's, so maybe I'm wrong. I'm not 100%. It really, look, she's Lisa Rinna. I stood up here on this platform and I said, Lisa Rinna will never be fired. So I'm not convinced, but I can't unsee it. And I just don't think the fact that she's saying it, that producers are doing this and this so they can fire me. I think it's almost like she's accepted defeat. It's almost like she's accepted defeat. It's almost like she knows it. I don't know.
Well, they would be absolutely stupid. I hope that they learned one thing from RHOC, which, by the way, RHOC is not out of the woodwork. I mean, yes, we're filming with Tamra. We have brought Tamra back after swore up and down the past year that Tamra would never be back. I mean, Andy Cohen was on a radio show. Now, I'm sure he had some inside information. Maybe he was throwing everybody off. But I mean, you know, it wouldn't also shock me if Andy really didn't think she was coming back. And then at the last minute, they're like, no, she needs to come back. I mean, RHOC is, this is a make or breaks. This is it. If it does not fly, we are done. We are done. We are closing the chapter. I feel like they have learned their lesson from that. And honestly, I feel like Vicky, what they should have done, I think Vicky should still be on the show. I think Vicky was the show. Vicky was the OC. I think we could have seen Vicky maybe doing something else. Like maybe Vicky had a season where she was more busy with her business, or Vicky like lives abroad. I mean, I feel like there's a way they could have done something to kind of minimize Vicky. But by firing Vicky, that show has never been the same. It just hasn't.
And I agree with everything, basically. And by the way, Vicky and Tamra, I'm sorry. Like, you talk about real friends and chemistry. Their chemistry on Girls Trip that we just watched was as good as like fucking ever. There's nothing. It doesn't miss a beat when they were on. Look, some shows should be new and hip and younger, and some shows just don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? Like, what's wrong with Vicky and Tamra? And I mean, Vicky's not going to steamroll over Heather, you know, Shannon. Like, just fucking go old school.
Look, I want Kelly Dodd back. Rick Leventhal no longer works for Fox. We don't know exactly why. He alleges he wasn't fired. I don't know. Rick is as unhinged as Kelly. And what's wrong with, I mean, half of our country believes what Kelly believes, which is, I don't know, the vaccine is warping our brain or some shit. And, you know, Trump is like the greatest thing about all time. What's wrong with bringing back Kelly?
I started telling people off in the YouTube comments. Cause like, it's like, I agree with you. Half the country thinks that. And I'm sorry. I do have a problem personally where you're fucking telling someone how to vote. Like, I don't give a fuck.
It's bananas.
Whoever, if Kelly Dodd has these views on whatever, she is a human breathing being that can believe. And guess what? Half the people listening to this, because you all slipped into my DMs when I had Kelly on, believe, just like you said, everything Kelly
believes. They do.
Who cares if that's not what you believe? She's in, leave her. And it's not defending Kelly. It's defending just, so I personally don't. Which, when people come and try to cancel me, that's when I've been leaving nasty comments back on YouTube of like, who cares what Kelly thinks?
I always want to say to these people, because I know a lot of them who are always trying to shut down Trumpers. And by the way, I mean, I personally totally disagree with Trump. But, you know, the more you try to tell people how to vote, or you take people like Kelly off, you know, the more what you resist persists, the more it's going to come back. People are going to just do it low key and quiet. But to me, it's like Kelly, and I loved the moment on Girls Trip where they kind of let Vicky get into it about
vaccines. Did they? Because I feel like I never saw that. And it's like, right, like, yes, we're not saying we agree with Vicky or Kelly. We're just saying like, I just believe you do you. I don't fucking care. You do you. I got to worry about myself. So I'm not going to fucking stand.
Well,
but like some girl on YouTube was like, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was about Kim D, because she made some comment and they're like, Kim D. I'm like, I don't know what Kim believes. I'm not talking politics with her. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And I'm like, what pisses me off is your comment is now trying to get me to run scared. And just to your point, don't you fucking try to get me to run scared.
If there is one bitch you don't mess with, it's fucking David Yontef. Let me tell you,
let everyone do their thing. I mean, you're not going to cancel me. And guess what? I've said it before. Please, please, please cancel me. We can have today be the last day of the show. Trust me. I got an exit plan. I got two exit plans of what comes next. Yeah. So like, how the hell do we even get on this topic? But no, I mean, I think
we're on this topic because Kelly.
I do agree with you. This is, I feel the same way. I feel like this is it for the OC. I don't know who you could have brought back that's going to cause more of a shitstorm than Tamra. And like, mm-hmm. if this doesn't gel, and I agree, I'm not convinced that this is going to gel. She's, look, we made a big deal about Heather coming back. I get it that Heather turns certain people off, even though I love her, you know, and they think she's too snooty and arrogant. Tamra's different, and Tamra has more years in her belt, and she's probably better at the job. I get it. So I'm optimistic, but I don't know, Sarah. A lot of comments, I'm not sure. And by the way, the rumor is it's everybody against Shannon. And by the way, also, I don't believe they just bring like a Tamra back. I believe they say to her, like, here's your assignment, honey. Like, let's wind up the little Tamra doll. Like, you better bring this shit down. You better drop. Like, I believe they have it, you know, and she also knows what she's doing. But I think this is it. They got to make it work. They got to make it work.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
You know I love talking about man candy here on this show. And, you know, did you ever realize how many hot, bald men there are? Vin Diesel, Tyson Beckford, Taye Diggs, The Rock? We could even throw a John Travolta in there. Well, listen, do you ever think about, you know, how bald men shave their heads? I can tell you from all the bald friends I have, they're doing it all wrong. So anyone out there who's listening who is bald, or ladies, do you have a husband? Listen, if you're using that same multi-blade razor that you use to shave on your face, wrong, wrong, wrong. Razors were made for flat surfaces, not curved heads. Bald men and women need to check out the Flex Series Electric Shaver from Freedom Grooming. This shaver changes the game. It has 5 rotary blades that individually flex for a closer shave. Compared to an old school razor, oh my God, the Flex Series shaves 50% more hair in a single stroke. So for the upcoming holidays, yes, we're heading into that time of year, birthdays, or just because, get your ball guy the best shaver of his life. Freedom is giving our listeners an exclusive discount. Visit freedomgrooming.com/velvet for 20% off. That's freedomgrooming.com/velvet for 20% off today.
It's so important to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. I speak from experience when I say when you work on yourself, you start to see and feel positive changes in all areas of your life. Therapy has really given me the tools to deal with challenges as they arise. It's helped strengthen my relationships. For my therapy, I've turned to Talkspace. Getting started is the most important part. And listen, I mean, we all say it. I'm going to wait till something goes wrong to get started. Wrong. Start now. Start today. Talkspace has helped me so much. They're the number one online therapy platform. They have thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties. Anxiety, depression, relationships, and on and on and on. And you all know I'm in the Hamptons for the summer, so what I love about it is it's mental health care that meets your needs wherever you are. As a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use code VELVET to get $100 off your first month just for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. That's Velvet and Talkspace.com.
I agree. No, I agree. And I was going to say one more thing because this week I got down the rabbit hole. Did you start reading the story of when Lisa and Harry Hamlin were on Hoda and Jenna or whatever, or Hoda and Kathy Lee, and Harry picked up the phone and her store was being robbed?
I saw that. I didn't understand. First of all, I don't understand why. I did see it. I just didn't click. But why is Harry Hamlin picking up the phone when you're on like live with Hoda? David, that's not the point. You're missing this. But I don't understand how this happens.
He said something about, oh my God, I'm reading it. Bella Gray's was their store. They had two locations, yes. One in Studio City, one in Calabasas, closed in 2009. Bella Gray's closed in 2012. Okay. Hamlin received in 2010, Rinna and her husband, Harry, were on the Today Show when Hamlin received a call that their store had been broken into. See, and I think you're right. People were wondering why he had his phone on. So a lot of people thought this was staged. However, E! News reported that an estimated $10,000 in clothing was stolen. Thankfully,
no. But what would be staged? I don't understand. Like, what would be staged for what? To sympathy? To have a...
More publicity. And of course, I don't know how much... like love we want to give or comment we want to give, but this is all stemming from Patrick Summers. Patrick Summers is trying to discredit Rinna by saying, oh, remember when she went on the Today Show and she staged a robbery of her place, but it doesn't look like it was staged, which just kind of leads it to be that Patrick Summers is lying again. So, and I don't know how much we want to talk about him. Cause I honestly,
girlfriend has a beat. Patrick Summers girlfriend has a beat in her bonnet for Rinna.
A beat in her bonnet. Yes.
You never heard that say. I'm like, well, my friend Sutton Strack told me I should be a good Southern girl. I impersonated Dorit on an episode recently with Kim, and people said they thought it was funny. I'm not patting myself on the back because I do not. But Sutton Strack says a bee in the bonnet. Yeah, you never heard. So Patrick Summers has a bee in his in her bonnet.
Yes,
Rinna.
Yes, yes, he does.
I don't know. So, I saw that it was okay. I get it. Like okay, blah blah. Let's
I read the whole story.
God, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent on everyone, but like, man, I apologize for my outburst a little while ago. Yeah, so that's about the OC. Look, we're
okay,
gonna see
and that's
what happens.
Sort of the latest. Yeah, with RHOBH, right? Is there anything else with RHBH? ROH, whatever.
No, I do think similar to Rinna. Look, there's certain people like Kyle is the producer in a good way. The story wouldn't move. I mean, if you look at it like a producer, that's why Kyle is sitting next to Sutton and Garcelle and Diane. Like Kyle does that. And so I think Rinna knows, she's so good at this that she knows each season probably who's going to go. And so her saying something like they did this so they can fire me, I think that was like the nail in the coffin for me of why, not that they made a decision based on that. I'm like, oh shit, I was right. Another person who's very similar, who's very good at the job, is Ramona. I've talked to people from New York who have said Ramona keeps it. She's like Kyle. She used to go around and say this and that. And you might have been annoyed at Ramona, but she knew what she was doing to keep the story going. So it's shocking to me. Ramona, I'm in the Hamptons. We had Melissa and Joe visit. They went to Crow's Nest for dinner the day after I did. I'm okay with not running into them. I don't want to run into any housewives. I'm okay with that. I don't need to. Well, I mean, I shoot my mouth off 24/7. It's like either you come on my show or you don't, and Melissa hasn't. So it's like, good luck to you, girl. Have a nice life. She ran into Ramona. She ran into Ramona. Now, I'm sure Ramona really appreciates this. And then just like us, and we gossip, apparently, Melissa went and then talked about this. And said, well, I ran into Ramona in the Hamptons because here I am in the Hamptons. Here's Ramona. Melissa and Joe visited. Hope the trip from Jersey wasn't too far, guys. Hope you got home safely. She ran into Ramona and she's now related to the whole world that Ramona told her, I'm done with Housewives. I'm done with reality TV. I'm just done with it. Now, that's kind of telling. First of all, Melissa, I'm sure Ramona appreciated that. I mean, Ramona did open Teresa's wedding invitation and did that whole debacle. So Ramona, sorry, girl, taste of your own medicine. But I find that interesting because I don't believe the reports when they say, here's your legacy cast. Again, I know this for a fact. Nobody, there's no contract out. Kelly, Ben Simone, and Luann are not looking at a contract right now while Ramona isn't. 100%. A week from now, when you listen to this, that could change. I know for a fact there's no contracts that are out. Not like kind of from multiple people that are in that picture. Let's not forget, I'm here in the Hamptons, New York. I've heard it from several of the horses' mouth that they have not seen a contract. So there is no OG legacy casting right now. I promise you, this is real. There's not.
I believe that. Well, you've always said from the start anyway, that their priority was the reboot of RHONY. And once they get that settled and solid, then we may see a legacy show. That's always been your thing. It's funny to me, and I'm sure it just keeps the news cycle going, but every couple weeks you see over and over legacy cast, new update, legacy cast. And it's just like, but yeah, I tend to believe you and your sources. I don't think there's any legacy cast shoot yet.
No. And personally, it's like, listen, I think we've even talked about this before here. The only reason I think Ramona isn't in it is now what Melissa's saying. If Ramona is talking like that, then she must feel in her mind, just like Rinna, oh shit, I'm really not going to, she must be believing the blogs. Shame on you, Ramona. Because in the past, when Ramona used to say off the record, this person's going to be fired. Like Ramona was just good like that. And she always got it right. Like, I'm not on the air, off the air when I see Ramona here. And when she'd be like, this person's going to go, I'd be like, no, you're crazy. Just like you saying that about me to Rinna, and Ramona was always right. So I feel she's like a Rinna and that she knows the show. So if this is true, what Melissa's saying, that when she ran into Ramona in the Hamptons, that Ramona said, I'm done with reality TV, I'm done with it. That to me says something, and Ramona believes that she's not going to be part of this, or she's been told. Short of that, I don't believe it. I don't, like, why have a legacy show? I mean, whether you love or hate Ramona, because... but it's, isn't that weird to not, like, to.
No, like... I go back to your Carlos King interview. You said to Carlos, I memorized this interview, by the way. It was so good.
You love Carlos King.
I do. Well, you know, I want to be Carlos King. I love it because I have so many interesting people that come on my show and I find, and I'm like, oh my God, they're a show. And I want to produce that. And then I want to put myself on TV. Anyway, I memorized that interview. And Carlos, you said to Carlos, if you were to come back and you were the production company casting for Atlanta, what would you do? And he goes, I would bring back all the OGs. The OGs, these individuals, you don't understand. They were cast as true friends. They became rich. They had all this chemistry. I go back to what Carlos King said. Why? Yes, we need a legacy show. I'm going to tell you right now, my prediction for this New York reboot, it's going to have to fucking wow us. I mean, they got lightning in a bottle with Salt Lake. They got lightning in a bottle. They couldn't do it in Dallas. We'll see about Real Housewives of OC. Miami's been here or there. Dubai.
And let's not forget the other recent entry into the thing, Potomac. Yes, yes, it's great. Now, it took a lot.
It took a while.
Potomac was nothing. Like, first season, boring. Like, it took a while. So,
yeah.
No, you're right. And, like, I have to say, from my DMs and my research, everyone's telling me, and again, I feel like I'm a little biased because I live in New York. So it's like, I get it. But everybody that's been slipping into my DMs is like, I am not fucking watching the Roni reboot. And I'm like, really? Like, again,
I'm not Bethany. I'm excited. I'm excited. I mean, I'm hoping for a Bethany. Like, but my point was just, Carlos said it best. I mean, these OGs are what people want. And I mean, I truly think you bring back Jill Zarin and Ramona. I mean, you and I have talked about this, regardless of what we think, people love Ramona. They love her. I mean, you've got to bring them back. And I think people will watch that nonstop. I think they will absolutely watch because those women are kind of out of touch, which is what we love, but they have built in chemistry. They've known each other 20 something years.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's the thing. If Ramona is truly not back, it's very simple. I was wrong when either one or two things. I was wrong when I say Bravo doesn't care or listen to fans and care about allegations of racism, because there's no way Ramona wouldn't be part of the, I mean, you cannot look, there's not one person listening, including you and me, that you can say Tinsley Mortimer, although I love her dearly, is more of an OG Roni legacy than Ramona Singer. There is not one human being that would agree with that statement. So if Ramon is not back, it's either because of this shady thing, or I still think it's because of Ebony. I still think it's because when Ebony went and complained, which Ebony's never admitted to me, even though we're friends, but I mean, I know it. Sorry, girl, even though you've never said it. When we're in this whole investigation, the whole reason there was no reunion, because of this internal investigation, I feel maybe they just can't use Ebony or Ramona. It's opening them to exposure for a lawsuit. And so therefore, that is the true reason why I think she wouldn't be back. But I don't know. We're going to look each other in the eye and say, this is a legacy show without Ramona. Isn't that weird? Love her or hate her? I'm asking you. You don't find that weird?
No, I think you have to have Ramona. I think you hit the nail on the head, though. I think the only reason we're not seeing Ramona is because there is something more there with that allegation, which, you know, I don't know. I had read that, like, they did investigate that, but they didn't find enough information to, like, find. I mean, I guess that's what we heard through the press,
but
right?
You understand that is why the reunion was canceled. It was like,
yeah,
that was going to be discussed. It was too complicated. That is the real reason why. And so I don't know. Yeah, great. I read the same statement you did, girl. But again, when I was in HR and we said, kill this and kill that and put this out. I mean, I can't tell you the things that we heard about racism, sexual harassment, I mean, just things, stealing.
Oh, I know you
and
I
it
know.
Was like, bury it. She's who? And what's her? Bury it. Like, that's, so I just think, sure, that's a statement. And I think there's something where it's like, you can't use Ebony, you can't use Ramona. If it's true that she's not back, but I don't even believe that. I never believe that. But I think this thing that Melissa's saying this now, I mean, I'm not going to hang my Ramona future on Melissa fucking Gorga. Sorry.
The way you said that, Gorga.
Sorry, but I mean, it's weird. It's weird, but I agree with you. I don't think a legacy is coming anytime soon. I think we're going to do the whole.
I think we're at least a year away.
Why do these blogs do this, Sarah? Why do they post coming soon? Oh, we're on the verge and doom. Wah, blah blah blah. Let's deal with let's deal with facts, guys. Should we talk about something happy?
Let's shift gears. Yes. Okay. Tell me what's happy.
Well, I think it's happy Carl and Lindsay are engaged.
I am literally looking back on this summer as truly the best summer of my entire life. I have never been in so many Ubers and on so many boats and have taken so many trips. And it's all because of Relief Band. I literally was afraid to go on boats before. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness. It also can be used for anxiety, migraines, hangovers. Oh, I use it for a lot of hangovers, let me tell you. Morning sickness, chemotherapy. It stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. It then and blocks the signal your brain is sending to your stomach, telling you that you're sick. Kind of cool, right? Listen, it really works. That's all you need to know. So if you're finally taking that trip this summer that's been on your calendar since 2020, I've got good news. Right now you can join over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer just for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. Go to reliefband.com and use promo code VELVET. You'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. Remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not have it. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code VELVET for 20% off plus free shipping.
Oh, I love this. And I started watching Summer House because of you, and Carl's been sober, right? For a heartbeat, like a second, like he's gotten sober. Super cute together. I kind of enjoyed Summer House show. It's, you know, you and I watch TV for a living, so it wasn't like high on my list. I thought he seemed like he was getting more spiritually grounded. I like them as a couple. I'm happy. I'm actually happy for them. I think that's good news.
I mean, this is one of those, listen, again, I admit when I'm wrong. This is one of those, I fucking told you so. From day one, I saw it. I put my money on them. Go back and listen to old episodes. I said it 800 times. I think more, look, I don't wish anyone harm. If Kyle and Amanda filed for divorce in like 15 years, it personally wouldn't shock me. I don't wish that upon them. It just wouldn't shock me. I'm telling you, I get a vibe off Carl and Lindsay. I just, look, there's something about, it doesn't work for me. I don't know how it works. I couldn't, like, if I don't want to like fuck around with you, I can never just be your friend and then one day be like, there you were beneath my eyes all this time. And all of a sudden I want to fuck you. I don't understand how friends become more, but it's a strong bond. It works. And I think the 7-year friendship and the real friendship. And I mean, she saw him through his sobriety and this, I'm telling you, I think they are going to, this is it. I think they are in love, madly in love with each other. And what a happy ending. Lindsay has wanted someone. I had Lindsay on the show. I love her. I mean, I think this is beautiful. I have nothing bad to say about it.
Yeah. No, I thought it was really cute, their engagement, their story of, you know, kind of on again, off again, but always sort of having that feeling for each other. No, I agree. I feel like this is such a positive moment and I love where they're headed and you know them certainly better, but I love when you have a feeling of like a couple that's truly destined like to be. I think that's great.
My money is on them, you know, like again, Kyle and Amanda, sure, it's working. I hope it works forever. I'm just saying when you're like 30 something and 40, just we have yes. a long life. And so it's just, I don't feel it's forever, ever, ever. That's just me. Craig and Paige, okay, maybe let's see. I think they're in love. It could work. But Carl and Lindsay, to me, it's so deep. And I just, I feel it. And like Carl, yeah, he's sober and he's a good guy and he's so in love with her. You even see like when they're on Watch What Happens Together and Andy, he's like, no, you know, he has her back. It's I'm all for it. See, we're not all negative here behind the velvet rope in the Sarah Fraser show. Somebody else got married. Somebody else got married. Miss Sheena Shea.
Sheena Shea got married. LVP wasn't there. What do you think about that? By the way,
you know, I have to Google it. I mean, I don't know if you've read why. I believe LVP just said, yeah, I didn't want to go.
Yes. And I had read that I think an insider maybe spoke to Radar Online and said that it really wasn't that deep. It was that LVP feels like Shayna falls in and out of love so quickly. She's happy for her. She went to wedding number one. She's not going to another wedding. I also kind of liked that. I was like, that seems like a believable statement. And also I would kind of feel that same way. It's like, okay, good for you, girl. But like, I don't need to go. I mean, LVP is a busy woman, whether you love her or hate her. So, I mean, I thought that was an honest response of like, you fall in and out of love. Good luck.
She already went to one wedding, you know, prior for Sheena. She does fall in and out of love. You know, this is great with Brock. I'm kind of the same way. Like when I don't want to go, I'm just like, I'm sorry. I just don't want to go. So I feel good for her. I mean, do we just like, okay, Sheena, she wasn't there. I'm sure LVP sent a great gift. I'm sure it was one of the most expensive gifts and probably the nicest. So do we care? I mean, you know, they were filming. Jax, Kristen Doty were there. They will not be on camera. Brittany. So they were filming Vanderpump Rules and a lot of people were like, well, there's Jax. Just be honey, slow down. Jax, Brittany and Kristen will be, they'll either block out the face or something, but they're not going to be on the show.
All right. Still, they're not. And what do you think? They never will be back?
I feel like it's really hard to be back if you're fired under some type of, it's just so easy to keep looking under rock number two. You know, like when Jax left and said, we're going to be on another show, me and Brittany, you know, you're in TV production, like an unknown is easier. It's easier for you to get a job than if you were on one reality show. I don't care if you have 10 million followers. It doesn't work that way.
Well, it's hard too, because once you become synonymous with one network, right. A lot of times another network, I hear that a lot in the business. And I don't know why that is. I haven't been in the business long enough to know, because I would think, I mean, look, it'll be very interesting. I mean, if the two women can do it, if Luann and Sonia can go to E, Of course, it is under the NBC umbrella, so it is the same.
It's
company.
Under the NBC umbrella. It's them together. Let's not forget Overserved with Lisa Vanderpump. We have that new show about cooking. We have Carolyn Manzo and Dolores, like Jeff Lewis. I don't know if E! Really counts. It's so...
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I wonder, I don't know why that is. I need to ask more insiders. My guess is maybe they just, I don't know. They feel like maybe people...
But that's also different. That's also like you with Penn Bagley being on Lifetime and then nobody watching, even though I fucking watch, and then Netflix picking it up and it being a huge hit. Or like, you know, there are other shows I can't think of top of my head where they're like on ABC and they get canceled and it's picked up by like CBS. Or it's very rare, but that's different when the whole show goes. So it's like Luann and Sonya together is different than if like, we're going to cast a show about two newlyweds and what it's like, and it's going to be Netflix. And like, we're not going to cast Brittany and Jax. We're going to cast two unknowns. You know what I mean? Like, you're not like, we're going to cast a bunch of like single women in Jersey looking for love, or I don't know. You're not going to cast Snooki. Okay. She's married, but like Snooki, she's not going to blend in. Yeah. She has another show on MTV about being a mess with Tori Spelling and Adam Rippon. Like Jax is not going to blend. Yeah. You might get a Dancing with the Stars, Big Brother, but like there's no real future as a cast member for Jax. Like he's Jax, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it works in Hollywood. As you taught me, Sarah, this ain't show friends. This is show business. Sorry, Jax. No, it's really true. It's like,
I love that so much.
I love it. I use it all the time. It really is like, you know, be careful. I'm sorry. I'm so crass today, everyone. I'm talking about like fucking people. I'm going to say something crass. I'm sorry. It's you got to really focus on how you shoot your load. And like, you know, I don't think Jack shot his load too quickly because you had a good run, but it is true. If you're on once, listen, they almost didn't cast Bethany in The Real Housewives of New York because she was on Martha Stewart Apprentice and made it to the finalists. And that's different. It's like one season, but it almost didn't get her cast. So it's really hard. It's so hard once you're on one show and known. And Bethany wasn't known. If she was a cast member working next to Martha Stewart for 5 years, she wouldn't have gotten Housewives. It was one season where you almost won. Nobody really remembered until you were famous, and that's fine. It's really hard. So I don't know how did that even come up? I don't know.
I don't even know either.
About Vander, about they're not going to be on
them shooting. Right.
You know, but somebody that did have it. So I'm sorry, Jax and Kristen, if you were going with Brittany to, you know, be on the cameras, it's not going to happen. Somebody who, I mean, Jax probably would be like, I'm not going to be on anyway, unless you pay me. Somebody who did have a great time at the wedding, Tom Schwartz, Schwartzy and Raquel Levis.
Schwartzy.
What do you think about this? I got some feelings. What do you think?
They're together, right? They're reportedly dating.
You know, that's what they say. I don't know. Not so fast. I don't know if they're officially dating, but look, I could see them being a good couple. I feel after James, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I think Tom Schwartz is just a nice guy, right? And James, I mean, is James, when it comes to dating a woman, I mean, he had some moments. Is he like a nice guy? Really?
Well, see, okay, I always defer to you because you're the Vanderpump Rules expert. I know them only surfacing. So I get the vibe from you. No, he's not very nice.
I think he tries. I think he's come very far from spitting on Kristen's door when they had a fight and getting in a physical altercation with Kristen when they were in a driveway once. I think he came really far with Raquel. But I think, you know, there were things that I saw on the TV, I'm basing it on that, that were somewhat misogynistic and you know, just I think you need to be a real wallflower to date James and just do it his way. And I mean, Raquel is very quiet. That's about as good as you're gonna get. This new girlfriend of his, she'll be on Vanderpump Rules, but you know, I think Raquel finally said enough is enough. And I think for her it's you want a nice guy, you're a nice girl, it's Tom is perfect. And to me, I see two schools of thought. There are a lot of people who are like, Katie, girl, you should have kicked him to the curb. Long time ago, this guy, his number one priority is his best fucking butt buddy, Tom Sandoval. You know what I mean? Like, you're putting this butt buddy ahead of your fucking wife. Screw you. And they also say, you know, Tom Schwartz can't make a decision or make a business decision to save his life. Katie is a strong, powerful woman. Good for you to kicking this man boy Peter Pan to the curb. There's a lot of other people that say, Tom Schwartz, you are a great guy. You have this ball and chain that's all over your ass 24/7, riding your dick to like get to work and be a man. So I see it both ways. You know what I mean? Like, I see all the Katie supporters. I see all the Tom supporters. I think regardless of that, I think Tom Schwartz probably does need a little bit of positive reinforcement at this point after Katie. It's not a knock to her because I see everyone that sees it her way. I just think, I don't know if they're officially dating, but this, I mean, listen, this is Vanderpump Rules. Of course, instead of going and finding any one of 8,000 million billion women in LA, of course it's Raquel. Of course. And I don't think it's for TV. I think, look, people like Schwartzy. Taylor, who broke up with Shep on said that her choice, right? So Schwartzy's cute. I think Schwartzy's cute. And I'm sorry, Raquel Leviss is fucking, to me, drop dead gorgeous. To me, I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah, I agree. She is beautiful. I think she is very stunning. She kind of blends that line of like cute and sexy. And I agree.
I mean, can you imagine that? God, what is wrong with me? I am so disgusting today. Could you imagine them just fucking banging it out? That would be hot. I'm sorry. That would be hot. Well, who
doesn't want to watch two hot people have sex? Yes. I'm here for all that, David Yontif. Yes.
You love when I'm just a disgusting degenerate.
Yes.
You know what, guys? If you hate me, at least I'm... By the way, this is my blue nail polish. I like wear nail polish now. I've decided it's my new thing. So this is what happens after you're in the Hamptons. For everyone watching on YouTube, I have like my nails done. I had them.
Oh my God, I love it.
And when they do my great live show with Kim D, I'm going to be like in all gold and silver. But anyway...
Can we talk about that for 1 second? Because, I don't know. Maybe this will air after your live show?
No, it's going to air right before, but on... The 13th, guess what? Right now, if the live show happened today, there's nothing prepared. So I have to like fucking prepare people.
I was going to ask you how you're feeling about it. Like, okay, well, obviously you're not prepared. Okay.
You know what it is? Kim is like, people tune in every week to listen to us on Patreon. It is true. Kim and I have great, great, you know, you talk about natural chemistry. We know each other really well. So I can riff on her and she can riff on me. And I call Kim out, please. When she's going, I'm like, okay, you're not, that's my biggest complaint about Kim. She's going off on Teresa. And everyone thinks I hate Teresa. I don't care enough to hate Teresa. Even the people that have wronged me, I don't hate. I don't care. It's a fucking job. I really don't care. I promise you. But when Kim is so hard against Teresa, I'm like, you're not looking at this objectively. Like, she screams at me that Lisa Rinna is not going to be fired. I'm like, I know you don't think so, but I'm like, Kim, she likes Lisa Rinna. So everyone throw shit at your computer screen now or throw things at your audio. Cause yes, Kim likes. So I'm like, Kim, you just like her. So you can't see past it. It's possible. So Kim doesn't use her. So we're going to fight, but it's going to be fun. Listen, we have some surprises showing up in the audience. I can't guarantee who's really going to show up because fucking, let me tell you something about the world, everybody. People are flaky as fuck. We're not counting on it, but there's some people that, you know, you'll be happy to see. By the way, so come to see the live show on 9/13 if you're in the New York area.
Love that.
Katie Maloney is not happy about these two. She's not happy about Tom.
What'd she say? I didn't read about that.
I have to see exactly what she said, but she's just like, you know, look, I mean, I think it's one thing. It's just like, I think to like hear about it and have it in your face. You know what I mean? Like, I have to find exactly what she said, but look, you know what this means? You talk about The OC having one chance. I feel Vanderpump Rules has one chance. You have Tom, you have Tom and Raquel, everybody's single. Lala's rebuilding her life. I mean, I really feel that like if this next season doesn't click a Vanderpump Rules, why are we even trying? Here's Tom Schwartz admitted he overlooked Raquel Levis before split from Katie Maloney. She's cool as shit. She's cool as shit. Oh, she was on Sheena's Shenanigans podcast. Shout out to Raquel, he says. This isn't really about, hold on. The Minnesota native went on to say he felt he overlooked her. She's 27. While he was in a relationship with Katie, I was so caught up in my own little world. I never, this sounds like Tom really, this is not a rebound. I never took time to know her. Okay, 10 years older. He's 10 years older than her. She was always cool. I never returned. This is a horrible way to phrase it. I never really gave her a chance. I guess that's a little misogynistic. She has so much depth and character. I think I wrote her off. Okay. The good is gold songstress. That would be Sheena. And her Bravo co-star discussed the debunked rumors that he kissed her at Coachella. He wasn't at the musical festival. Okay. Earlier Shay asked her podcast to play Fuck, Marry, Kill with Levis, Lisa Vanderpump and Lala. I'm going to marry Raquel. Okay. Well, that's obvious. Katie didn't attend the wedding, which we already knew. I guess I should have made that clear. She didn't attend. She was in Mexico. She later implied she wasn't happy with what went down. So happy. Right. She said, so happy to be home. My face says it all, but for real, back in my safe place. So look, I mean, when you one person is doing this, whether it's, I mean, I'm sure it doesn't hurt that she's drop dead gorgeous. And Raquel to me seems really nice. So I don't know. We're going to see it play out on the new season of Vanderpump Rules. When I saw LVP in the Hamptons, she, of course, was like, oh, the new season is great. She wants me to come talk about it on the podcast.
Of course.
Right.
Of course. Yeah.
What are you going to say? But
yeah, exactly.
Anything else? What is this? You tell me RHOA stars are heading to Dubai. What is this nonsense about?
Oh my God. I saw that. Of course you bring up that one. I don't know.
It's okay. I don't know anything. I mean,
okay.
Everyone slip into the DMs. I really want to know, did anyone, there's gotta be people, because I know there is, like, what did you guys think about Dubai? Like, did you love Dubai? I'm gonna be honest, I say this all the time, you said it earlier, we watch for a living. I watch only when you're coming on. So when someone's coming on from Dubai, I'll watch 12 episodes for Dubai. I interviewed Caroline Stanberry right before the season, haven't had anyone back since. I'm like 14 weeks behind on Dubai. I think I watched like 2 episodes. So I don't really know what's going on with Dubai.
I have a friend that loves it. She swears by it. It's so good.
I'm going to watch it. I haven't had a chance.
I guess. Yeah. Maybe I'll get back on the bandwagon. I watched episode 1 and it is true. You know, thank you for bringing that up about RHOP. You know, it took Potomac a while. And I mean, I think they were on the chopping block after season 2, after season 3. I think it was really a back and forth of if they were going to keep going. I think the ratings were like just good enough, but it really was that Monique and Candace fight, you know, when they brought Candace on, you know, that kind of changed the game for that series. And Monique Samuels, I think, had a big, I know she did, had a huge role to play in making that show such a hit and transcend.
You know how you go after all the Potomacs? Okay, we'll say it all on air. You need to follow up with Robin, and we got to get Monique back in the mix. I'd like to check up with Monique.
Yeah, Monique.
I have her cell phone number. You know what it is? I'm so fucking busy. There's no arrogance. Guys, there's no arrogance said in that. It's just like, I mean well, but you can't just be like, yo, Mo, come on my podcast, babe. You have to be like, hi, this is David Yontef. Remember, we love each other and we text and, you know, would you like, I just don't have the time to do it right now. So, but do you want to reach out to Robin and Monique? All these listeners would love that.
I do. Yes. I will reach out. I will reach out. Okay. Yes. 100%. All right. Sounds good. We're out of here.
So, all right. So come, forget following me, come to the live show with Kim D. I mean, there's just going to be a lot going on. And, you know, people are always like slipping into my DMs and ask like all these like whatever questions. I always say to people, I answer as many as I can. No ego, but at the live show, that's part of the show. We'll answer fucking anything you want. Kim is like, doesn't care, neither do I. Where do you want people to follow you?
At the Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok. You guys know I'm known for my TLC shows. I recap 90 Day Fiance. Now it's Happily Ever After. Sister Wives is coming back. I have some of the biggest TLC people on my podcast every single Wednesday, and I put out new shows 7 days a week. Sarah Fraser Show podcast.
Today was an epic one, Sarah. We did a great episode. Baby. Love you much and keep in touch, girl.
I will. Bye, David. Bye, Gwendolyn. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.